July 9th, 2014. You are looking live at Athens, Georgia. This is episode 449 of the Will Leach Experience Podcast on Sports on Earth. I am Will Leach, and I thank you for spending part of your day with me. We have finished the baseball regular season, and I have to say, for as much as we all enjoy the Monday tiebreakers and extra day of baseball, it'll be weird to have no games today. As someone who, again, as I'm going to have to start all sentences for the next month, or at least next week, maybe more, hopefully more. I'm going to have to start all the sentences with this, with everything I say with this phrase. All right, so as a Cardinals fan, because, you know, it happened the last couple of years. I know that a lot of people have disliked the Cardinals as their fans for a while, but certainly it's been the last couple of years that saying you're a Cardinal fan is it like immediately like a pejorative. Like someone calls you a Cardinal fan, they're calling you a dick. and I'm still adjusting to that as someone who quite dumbly continues in an internet age to care what other people think about him. I know it's stupid, but I still struggle with this every year. But you know, I suppose if my team was World Series, I won't really give a shit. So, you know, there's that. Anyway, the point is I have to say the month of October is very exhausting for any baseball fan. The games go on all night. They're so stressful. They're so draining. I have to say I'm probably going to go to bed at like 7 o'clock on Monday night just to get prepared for what's coming. So I don't really mind that there's not a tiebreaker today. One person probably does mind that there is a tiebreaker today, as I segue into our guest, is Randy Cicerelli. He is a baseball writer for Grantland, one of the co-founders of many great co-founders of Baseball Prospectus. He is the longtime host of the Baseball Show with Randy and Joe podcast, which I hear rumors may be making a cameo postseason appearance. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not going to ask him about that because that would admit that I'm spoiling a surprise to him in person that I'm now spoiling as I do his intro. Anyway, so Randy is here. He is, of course, a diehard Royals fan. So we're going to start with that. But we're going to preview all of the postseason series because everybody has their favorite time of the year. I love the NCAA tournament, the NFL playoffs, particularly that weekend where there's all the top eight teams are all playing. It's particularly a great sports time, but there is nothing I love more than October baseball, and we're going to talk that with Randy today. All right, first off, Randy, I want to say congratulations. I didn't know you in 1985. The number of people I knew in 1985 were very small. I was 9. I knew like 11 people, and you were not one of them, unfortunately for me. But congratulations. This is, how do you feel?
I feel like someone who's, you know, wandered the desert for 29 years and has finally found an oasis. It's been so long that I just sort of assumed that my life was destined to not have this happen. It's like, I don't know how maybe somebody who, you know, realized they couldn't have children. I'm trying to think of something comparable. You just assume this is the life that has been meant for me, that my life as a sports fan is just one that's doomed to persistent disappointment. And playoff games are meant for other, like fans of teams that go to the playoffs are like a different species, a different type of human being that I wasn't born into, and that was the way it was going to be. So I'm still coming to grips with what this means and learning how you're supposed to behave when your team is in the playoffs. And you know, fortunately, I have a lot of practice analyzing the other 29 teams, so I understand the rule changes that allow you to have a 25-man roster for the wild card game, and you know how that you don't have to keep 5 starting pitchers on the roster. Like I know how to do this intellectually,
right?
But as emotionally, I have no idea, and I'm hoping to be at the game Tuesday, and I'll be with 48,000 other fans who also have no idea what to do. But we'll just take our cues from what Pirates fans did last year, and they seem to acquit themselves pretty well.
I was looking at this, and it has been so long. One of my favorite factoid about how long it's been since the Royals were in the playoffs. The postseason outside of the World Series itself was only 16 years old the last time that you made the postseason. Like it was literally just the World Series, and of course, 16 years. You know, 16 years. Wow, that sounds like a long time. But of course, 16 years was 1998. Like
Right.
that was like a very, very recent time.
Well,
So,
the 1985 is as far from us as 1956
yeah.
was to 1985. Like you and I think we're both born in 75. We both
Yeah.
remember 1985.
Right.
Maybe,
Oh, I
you know,
remember it. Oh, yes.
yes, I remember it very well, you know, and the idea of something that had not happened since 1956.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just ancient history. And
Yeah.
that's, I mean, I have to imagine a 10-year-old Royals fan right now that cannot mentally comprehend what it was like the last time the Royals were in the
Wow,
postseason.
that is actually an amazing factor. That's like 4 years before Kennedy was president.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, it was, you know, the show, you know, when growing up, Happy Days was like set in the late 50s. Like that
Right.
was before Happy Days was supposed to take
Right.
place.
Right, that was like like a few years after Grease, which was like a parody
No,
of the
Grease was
50s.
set in 1960.
Yeah, this was even before
Yes, it was before Grease, exactly. All those shows about old-timey, you know,
that.
high school students when we were kids, we
Right.
watched like Grease. Yeah, this is older than that,
I
so.
love that you know the exact date of Grease, by the way. That's
I'm
good.
not
I.
I'm not proud of
Oh
that.
no, be proud, man. Be proud. Be proud. So I feel this seems like a silly question to ask after this, but there's no notion of, I'm sure Joe, I'm sure when you've talked to Joe Sheehan, your old pal, about this, he's probably given you some gruff about this. There's no notion that like we have to win to get in the playoffs. This feels in.
There's certainly some of that, and Joe's giving me plenty of gruff, but not about that. He's giving me gruff
Yeah.
about the fact
About
that the Royals,
everything else, literally
but the
everything
Royals don't
else.
deserve to be a play. They're just
Oh
lucky,
yeah,
which
whatever.
may be true, but you
We
know
can get
what?
to that. Yeah, that's less
I've been
interesting.
an analyst for 20 years. Like, give me this one game where I can
Right.
just be a fan, damn it.
Right.
But I think, like Pittsburgh last year, I think the fact that this is a home game,
Yeah.
which I mean, even when the Royals looked like they had a chance at the playoffs a month ago or 6 weeks ago, it was more that they had a chance to win the division or be the second wild card. Like the notion that they wouldn't win the division but still finish ahead of Oakland, the A's collapse has changed everything because they're hosting a playoff game. I'm going to Kauffman Stadium. That I think does make it feel real. If they had lost in Oakland and never played a game at home, and the fans, it would have been like, you know, eventually you would have had people. You know, conspiracy theorists who thought like the moon landing that the Royals playoff game had been staged, right? That we never actually, that the other 29 teams just felt sorry for us and they just wanted to give us a good feeling, but that we never were in the playoffs. I think the fact that it's a home game does make it feel real, even if it's just one game.
Yeah, I think it was the Orioles a few years ago when they the year they lost to the Yankees in the playoffs, they had a
Right.
road game. They
In
had a
Texas,
road game
yes.
in the wild card.
But they got to manage, they had Buck Showalter managing against Ron Washington. So
Right,
that's kind of
which helps. That does help. But I'm curious, you know, because again, I'm actually very embarrassed. I've never been to Kauffman Stadium. There's seven baseball stadiums I've not been to. Current baseball stadiums I've not been to. I never made it to Ebbets Field, for example. But seven ones that they're currently using that I've not been to, and I'm very embarrassed to say, as a Midwesterner, that I've never been to Kauffman Stadium. To me, you know, I've written about this before. What PNC Park was like during that wild card game last year. It felt like a hockey crowd. Like it felt like a hockey, football, and soccer crowd. It was really just it was amazing to see. It made Johnny the great moment where Johnny Cueto dropped the ball. Like just like really just like just an incredible atmosphere.
well,
Do
we have a
you?
lot to live up like that. Like,
Yeah.
you know, if we, I don't think we're going to be able to make John Lester drop
Right,
the ball on the
right.
mound. Like,
He
I'll
beat
do my
cancer.
best.
He beat cancer. He's not going to be too worried about you guys.
Yeah, I'll do my best. But I mean, yeah, the Pirates set a very, very high standard for us. But I do think that that is an example of what can happen when you have a fan base that isn't just like having a moment of excitement, but almost a moment of catharsis.
Yeah.
You know, in 1 3-hour stretch. I'm hoping, like I said, I'm planning to be there, and I'm really curious to see just how crazy this crowd can get and if they can influence the game at all.
Now, one thing about the Pirates too, though, is, you know, they were clearly on an upward build. Like, you know, like you saw it in their attendance, you know, that Because this is people, people I know, Yost specifically, complained about this earlier this year about the attendance wasn't there for a contending team. But I think historically speaking, you see that these things take 2 or 3 years, and so I feel like the Pirates had that perfect strike zone of they were you could tell they were starting to get better, but they didn't quite break through. So when they did, it was not just like it was not just like people immediately jumping on. It was clearly something that had been working up. I'm curious because I've been listening to you and reading you for a long time, and certainly in recent years, you've had a lot of frustration with the Royals, I think with considerable justification. Is all that forgiven, not just with you, but generally with the fan base?
I think that's a question I could answer probably a lot better in 48 hours. I think
Yeah.
given that they're not only playing a one game, winner take all, but that the man on the mound for them on Tuesday will
That
be
is the
James
guy.
Shields,
Right, it's the
is
guy.
the guy, right? If they lose this game, and if like James Shields pitches poorly and they lose, I still think, I mean, I've already reevaluated how to look at that trade. And, I have, I have no choice but to acknowledge that I certainly was wrong to be as critical of it as I was. But you could still make the case that in the long run, it may not be good. I mean, we don't know yet. We don't know if Will Myers, if he's going to be more the 2013 guy or the 2014 guy. But that, certainly if Shields leaves and Myers returns to form and Odorizzi is already a quality starter, like there could be that frustration could return. But I think if Shields goes out there and shoves it for 7 innings and the Royals win,
That'd
then
be
at
the
that point, he's just pitched the most important game in 29 years.
Yeah.
That's exactly why they brought him to town. I mean, if you ask the Royals right now, the front office, if they could go back to, 2 years, if they knew at the time that they wouldn't make the playoffs in his first year with the team, but they would make the playoffs as a wild card team,
Right.
no guarantee they'd even get into the division series, but he would be on the mound that game, I think they would take it. And if he wins that game, I think that we all have to look at this differently. I mean, as frustrating as this team has been, you talk about the upward swing. This is the fifth year in a row that they've won more games than the year
Right,
before.
right, right.
I mean, they did win, 86 games last year. So I don't, I think the Pirates have built a better foundation for their future, in part because they don't have anybody of the caliber of Shields is about to leave as a free agent. And I do think that the lack of development of guys like Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas, is to me even more frustrating than the trade, in the sense that those guys were supposed to be stars by now, and they may not be anything. But I think this team is well set up to at least be around a 500 team, an 85 win team going forward. And in this division, with parity the way it is around the game, and the American League Central, I mean, the Tigers, they're losing Max Scherzer. They've got Verlander and Cabrera being paid, what, $60 million combined. For for the next 5 years, 85 wins might be enough to keep you at least in contention going forward. I mean, if you have low expectations for the division, I think the Royals could, this could still be, I don't think they're going to be a dynasty anymore, but I think they could be a, routinely competitive team that does like they are this year, which is they make noise in September and they put themselves in the least position for a wild card spot.
Yeah, and it is funny, and I will compare this to being an Arizona Cardinals fan in that idea of just playing. I went to their first playoff game. It actually had been longer, but nobody cared. So like it had been longer than the Arizona Cardinals had played a playoff game than it had for the Royals. But like the Royals had
Well, they
fans.
were still in St. Louis the last time, right?
Yeah, right. And it was actually the strike year, so it barely even counted. And yeah, and I that was actually too young to remember that. When that was, but the thing about it was, I for me it was less. Oh, I hope they win. I went out to Arizona. Literally the first time I'd ever actually been to Arizona was for that game. And I went out to Arizona for that game. And for me, whether they won, and they ended up going to the Super Bowl. It was amazing. But at the time, all I really wanted was like, you know what? They can't. They have to acknowledge that we're in the league now. Like it felt like you just hadn't had that kind of level of attention, that level so on. And this year, as good as some Royals teams have been, the times they made a little run, the year that Tony, I always remember that year that Tony Pena managed them. Another year they kind of overplayed their head and kind of hung around for a long time. If this year has felt just bigger in maybe just observing from afar, maybe it was the Lee Sung-woo thing, like maybe it's just felt like something a little bit more exciting is going on than maybe other years where Kansas City's hung around in September. Am I seeing that accurately?
No, I mean, well, absolutely, but I think the obvious reason is they hung around until the
Right.
end of September. I mean, literally,
Yeah, but if
until
they
this year, even in 2003.
lost in the mid, if they'd have fallen apart the last 2 weeks of the season, it would have been would it have been particularly crushing because it looked like something was actually happening.
Yeah, but you know what? If they had been falling apart the last 2 weeks of the season, they still would have stayed in contention longer than any Royals team since 1985. I mean, this is the thing. When we say they haven't made the playoffs since 1985, they haven't come close to the last, even 2000, 2003 was the Tony Pena year that they started 16-3, and they lost 100 games the year before, they lost 100 games the year after. We still have no idea how they did it, but they were in first place until the end of August. But they finished 7 games out. They were out of a playoff spot after like August 31st. So latest they had been in even in holding on to a wild card spot prior to this season was I think September 12th, which is still 2.5 weeks before the end of the season. That's the latest they had held on to a playoff spot since 1985. There are no collapses. This team has not choked in 29 years. They have not been good enough to be in a position to choke. So I think the fact that they were neck and neck. Even they lost the division lead to the Tigers last weekend, but they still were in it. Even if they had ultimately, if they had won a couple, three less games and missed the playoffs, but had been mathematically alive until Friday or Saturday, they've never been mathematically alive for a playoff spot going into the final series of a season in 29 years. I mean, the level of futility, the level of just. Not even just futility, but the level of apathy, I guess might be the best term. Like the fact that they haven't done anything to make the fan base feel anything, even if what they felt was anger or anguish. Some game where you blow it in the ninth inning and it costs you a playoff spot. I was
Someone
just
makes a
numb.
terrible call, for example, in a game, and you cost you that way, that
That never
theoretically.
happens. That never happens, Will. I don't know what
Right,
you're talking about.
just making
Purely
sure. Of course,
theoretical events. That can't happen anymore. So you know what?
Right,
You just have to
exactly.
put it aside. No, I mean, like literally, I just as a Royals fan, you just feel numb. There's nothing good or bad. By September, you check into the box scores and okay, well they lost again, they won, whatever. It didn't matter. The idea that like last week, they had a horrible loss against the Tigers. Salvador Perez didn't tag up on third base when Ian Kinsler caught a line drive, but then threw the ball away. And Perez scored the go-ahead run, but then the umpires reviewed it. Maybe there was a huge controversy over whether or not it was reviewable. They ended up overturning the call. The Royals, they had the run taken off the scoreboard. They lost by a run. Also, Ned Yost made like 8 bad tactical decisions that game.
Right, yes.
But like. That game, it cost them the division. If they don't win on Tuesday, that's the moment that we'll remember for a very long time. That's the game. That's the moment that cost them everything. But you know what? At least we'll feel something about this season. I can't point to any moment in the last 29 years that actually mattered at all. I can't say, well, if only they had, they had won this game. If only they hadn't given up that home run. What I point to, honestly, is only if they had drafted Albert Pujols prior to the 13th round, given that he grew up, he was playing in Kansas City. Like, to me, like the most important day of the year for the Royals is draft day, because that's the only time that they can actually do anything to change the franchise's fortunes, because what happens on the field is almost like a foregone conclusion by September.
Well, it's funny too because this was the years that the Royals had those no, people were talking about having the best farm system, the best crop of talent all coming in that people had seen in a long time. You're of course very aware of that, and it's but a lot of that's been disappointing. And it's funny when you look at this
Very
team,
much so.
like a lot of those guys are there, but they're not what they were supposed to be. And so I'm curious, like it is strange that even in the context of this success, if you would have told me 4 years ago, hey, the Royals are going to make the playoffs in 4 years, I would have totally believed you because it really felt like, okay, here they come. Here comes all that Royals talent. And it hasn't flopped exactly. It just hasn't been this otherworldly talent that everybody thought. But here they are. Is the even when you make it, you kind of did it in an unexpected way.
Absolutely. This has just been such a weird year because you're right. If you'd say, oh, they'll make the playoffs, well, Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas, both.
Moustakas. Yeah, he's going to hit 40 a year. Right.
Right. And Eric Hosmer is going to hit 330
Yeah.
with, 30 a year. And, top three picks in the draft, both top 10 prospects in all of baseball. They were the top two guys when it came to when the Royals had the best farm system ever. They were the top two rated guys in the farm system. And, Hosmer hit, what, 270 with 9 home runs as a first baseman. Mike Moustakas hit 212 with 15 home runs, is batting ninth, and fans are upset that he's batting at all. Will Myers obviously was traded. The other big guy was traded for Shields. And, the best argument you can make for the trade is if they had kept him, given what happened to Hosmer and Moustakas, he probably would have been a disappointment
Right.
as well.
And he may still be, by the
Right.
way.
He
Like
meant,
it's
right.
right.
But I mean, we won Rookie of the Year. Like his rookie year is better than anything these guys have
That's, I
done.
mean, that's true.
But what, how has this worked out? Well, one of the more underrated parts of the success for this team is the other trade, which is the Zach Greinke trade, getting Lorenzo Cain and Alcides Escobar, along with Jake Odorizzi, who was a big part of the getting Shields and Wade Davis. But Lorenzo Cain, not a very heralded prospect, but the numbers say he's one of the best defensive outfielders in the game, and also hit 301 this year, with 20, what, I think 28 stolen bases. Like every Royals player, he swings at everything, doesn't walk a lot, doesn't hit for much power, but he'll hit doubles. But you hit 300 with really good defense and good speed, you're valuable. Alcides Escobar is an above average defensive shortstop who some years, like twice in his career, he's at like 230 or less, and twice in his career, he's at 280 or more. This is one of the years he hit 280, I think 283, 284 this year. And if you're a really good defensive shortstop and you hit 280 in 2014, I mean, the steroid era is over, right? So that's actually a really valuable player. Those two guys have been a huge part of the team's success. And really, this team's success has been predicated on defense. On the offensive side of the team, the best thing you can say about the lineup is they play defense so well. And it rolls the outfield in particular, their defense is just spectacular, and it makes an okay pitching staff look really, really good.
Is there, so now looking, because I'm sure this will be very easy for you to do. It's very easy for me to do, to take off the fan hat and put on the analytical hat. Is there any way, it feels impossible for me, for anyone really to even predict a 7-game series. Like to have, like it's so, like, that's one of the great things about it. Like, if I always, I think I saw that, what was the stat one time, did one time where if you put the Diamondbacks, who ended up with the worst record this season, and put them against the Angels, who had the best record this season, I think the Diamondbacks would win like 36% of the time or something in a 7-game series. So, it's obvious. Like, it's funny when you talk about luck, and I'm sure you talked to Joe about this too. Like, on one hand, yeah, it's kind of lucky that the Royals are here. On the other hand, that's what this is. Like, that's where we are now. And that, I think that's kind of the that's this is also my why I consider the Cubs kind of the looming tower, because they're gonna get in. Like, once you're in, all kinds of shit can happen. So and that's kind of how I feel about it. When you look at the Royals at this point, I feel like their chance, if they get out of this game, their chances are as good as anyone. But is there a way, you're more of an analyst than I am, is there any possible way to do any rational analysis, even if you're not a fan of the team, for a 1-game playoff?
There are many, many ways to come up with an analytical method to predict who's going to win a short series. The problem is none of them work.
Right. Well,
And
that's
we've
the hard part.
tried. We have tried. Nate Silver tried, and Nate Silver came up with a very, very interesting system based on years and years of data that foretold how you can predict who's going to win a short series, right? And his system was very counterintuitive because offense didn't seem to matter at all. It came down to the strength of your rotation, the strength of your closer, and the strength of your defense. And we published it in Baseball Prospectus years ago. And we retired it a few years later because from the moment it was published, it was basically like no better than a coin flip. It might have been worse. And I think what it came down to was the success that the Yankees had with Mariano Rivera was single-handedly skewing the entire system. But there are, many, many different theories. Joe's current pet theory is the team that strikes out less during the season over the last 4 or 5 years. Now that strikeouts are such a big part of the game, the team that has struck out fewer times has won, I think, 26 of the last 35 postseason series. And that's, I mean, that's a huge,
Right.
huge number. But it's 35 series. I'm not, now that we pointed out, is that going to disappear? I mean, I don't know. It's like, It's like a watched pot,
Right.
kettle never boils or whatever. I think, but an analytical theory once expressed is no longer valid. So I don't know. You would think the common sense thing is you need frontline talent, right? You need two or three good starters, two or three good relievers, nine good hitters, and everything else doesn't matter. And from the Royals' perspective, having a bullpen of the best three-man bullpen arguably in baseball history. Greg Holland, Wade Davis, Kelvin Herrera all finished with ERAs of under 1.5 in a postseason where you never play more than 3 days in a row and you rarely play more than 2 days in a row. So they'll have days, enough days off, they can basically pitch every single game. As a Royals fan, if they just get past the A's on Tuesday, I feel like they've got as good a shot as anybody. But, that's the thing. That extra round is monkeying with everything.
Yeah, the one thing more than anything else, I as a, I, it's a shame that you're playing another kind of likable team and likable franchise. If you guys were like to play, if I were not me, I would say if you guys were playing someone like the Cardinals, that would be totally who everyone would be. They'd totally be rooting for you. But you're playing against another likable team. But to me, as someone that has a little bit more experience watching his team play in the playoffs, again, as I mentioned to you on Twitter, 2007 and 2008 were hard. But I was kidding. I'm sorry. I was just joking the joke. You seemed mad on Twitter. I was just joking.
I'm still mad at you.
I'm sorry. But one thing that I'm excited for you to experience, and the way that you watch postseason baseball, listen, you love baseball. I love baseball. Baseball's my, I enjoy other sports, but baseball is my sport. But the way you watch postseason baseball, it's so different than you watch the way you watch regular season baseball. Like it's actively, it feels like your kicker is kicking a last second field goal every pitch. Like it's really kind of amazing. I'm excited for you to experience that because I've watched my team play a lot of postseason games, but I'm gonna be like that every single postseason game they play forever because it's the postseason and it's just the idea of one game and one pitch and one everything meaning so much. While I know it's an aberration of the sport and it's not really what the sport is about, it makes it that much more intense. And so the one thing that I hope for you, no matter what happens in that game, I just hope that you get that moment consistently all the way
Right, and
through.
that's what I'm terrified because it's one game. Like the thing with a system like this, it's not just one bad game and you're out. One bad inning, three bad minutes, and this being the Royals and this being the history that we have with this team, I think me and half the other fans of the ballpark are going to be dreading that the A's score three in the top of the first inning, and the game is almost over by 7:25 or whatever, and that's what I'm terrified about is because you won't get a second chance. If you play a series at some point in a best of five, best of seven, at some point you're going to have that feel where everything is on the line. You're going to have that moment where your team does something wonderful, right? It'll happen in a series, but in a best of one, who the hell knows?
I mean, yeah, you're right. Like that's what that I
I
want.
mean.
You want the tight sphincter throughout the entire game. Like that's
Right.
like.
Well, I mean, the thing with you as a Cardinals fan, and look, I don't begrudge your team's success at all, but the sheer number of playoff games that you guys, I mean, having won, two World Series, but also having lost two World Series, I mean, you've won what, four league championship series in the last 10 postseasons. You lost another one in NLCS in 7 games and 6 games. What do you guys played like 90 games in the playoffs in the last 10 years,
I
and we
think
could add them up.
if you look at the number of games, specifically even like Molina has
I was
played.
about to say, I was actually looking up Yadier Molina right now online because he's the bellwether, because he actually wasn't even the starter in 2004, but he's played in 80 postseason games.
Well, look at Pujols. I mean, Pujols has been in even more because like he was there in 01, 02, and 04. So Pujols has played in like a shocking amount of them, and he's the only guy that was obviously take away 2002 and 2003, 13. But like, but it's funny. Like that's what I'm saying though is that like obviously, like if the Cardinals don't win the World Series this year, I'll be sad, and I will be, and I will not, and but I will not be as sad as someone like I'll be like, well, 2011 was amazing, so I'll get over it. But certainly, the actual experience of watching games doesn't change. Like it is, because it's so, you invest so much. Like, regardless of whether your team's won in the past or not won in the past, you are still a guy that's invested 162 games, 160. You're basically your spring, summer, and now deep into fall, watching this team, and it all comes down to the fourth inning on a cold September, cold October evening. It becomes less about the game itself and less about the team and more about how we've been spending our time. But of course, you actually had. I'm just talking about the summer. For you, we're talking about 30 years.
Right. And you are, at least as a Cardinals fan this year, you're guaranteed that your team will have to lose
Right.
three
That's
games.
exactly right.
And mine, I mean,
Right.
all season long, not all season long, certainly since it became clear that we weren't going to win the division, but even before, when we thought we had a chance at a wild card, you knew even if you got there, it could all end in 3 hours. And
Yeah.
so we clinched on Friday, clinched the first playoff spot in 29 years. I was fortunate to be there. I was here in Chicago. They were playing the White Sox. It was a fantastic moment. And I knew then that winning the division was probably not going to happen, which meant that as wonderful as this feeling was, that their season, their season wasn't going to be over on Sunday. But I knew there was a 50-50 shot their season will be over on Tuesday. You do realize
Yeah.
Tuesday is September 30th. The Royals may not actually play a game in October.
You're right, because it is about buying time. Like I like
Right.
that's a, like I've always I don't even like that the division series is five games. It feels like that should be seven. And I know we'd be pushing into midnight.
Right.
I mean, I know I understand logistically why they can't do that, but it just feels like basically I just find myself wanting more baseball. Like I'd like the World Series to be best of 17. That would be ideal, so we'd be playing a lot of games, and I just want
A
more.
lot of people want this the wild card to be a best of three. They don't play because of that. You know what? I'm actually fine. I mean, as a Royals fan right now, it would suck, but you don't want to play, you don't want to be in this one game winner take all, win the division. If I don't like having a second wild card because it means having like more and more mediocre teams make the playoffs, but the trade-off is that the team that otherwise was a wild card being treated like every other playoff team now has to fight for its life in that one game. Like winning the division does mean something. So I actually don't, I feel like you don't have any excuse whining about the format if you don't win your division. And is it brutal? Yeah, but it's supposed to be brutal. And I think it's just such an interesting, it's so unlike baseball, this one game, right? It's a football game. It's a football game mentality in the middle of the baseball season, right at the bridge between the regular season and the postseason. But I'm okay with that because that's why the division has value. Otherwise, today wouldn't have meant as much for the Royals trying to win the division over the Tigers. They would have just been like, well, we got our wild card spot, we're fine. But talk to me Tuesday
Right.
at midnight and we'll see how I feel
No matter what happens, I'm not talking to you Tuesday when at midnight. Though
then.
that's my next question, actually. Are you working or are you in the stands?
Both. I'm going to be Grantland will be sending me down, and I believe I have credentials, but I'm planning to buy a ticket and sit in the stands. I will write about the game for Grantland afterwards. But I mean, let's put it this way. If they put me in the press box for this game, I would be thrown out before the first inning was out. I'm trying just try to. I'm same way with you with any Cardinals game, but you can imagine for me after 29 years. If I didn't have a ticket, I would leave the press box and just have to go stand out on the concourse. There is absolutely no way I could pretend any kind of impartiality.
Yeah, I'm really glad for you that glad for you and for the people that would be working in that press box that you're not going to be in the press box. In all honesty, so you don't have to tell me like specifics, but like, do you have a crew? Are you going with like a long time Royals crew? I mean, not that you're in danger of being stuck in the A's section or something, but certainly, are you with the right people for this experience?
It's interesting. I mean, I've been part of the diaspora of Royals fans, most of my life. I mean, I never lived in Kansas City. I grew up in Wichita. And even growing up in Wichita, I didn't have any friends who were hardcore Royals fans like I was. And then, I moved away, for college, and I was in Baltimore for college, and I was in Detroit for medical school and residency. I'm in Chicago now, so I've never really lived around Royals fans. I don't have any like close contacts. The only one, my brother, who lives here in Chicago, and he's not going to be able to take time off of work to go to the game. So I don't have anybody close like that. And yet, of course, because of the magic of Twitter
Right.
and being online, there are hundreds of people that I would be fine going, I'd be happy to go to the game with. And that's in fact, I'm probably going to find a ticket rather than going to StubHub or something along those lines. I'm probably going to use, take advantage of
Of course,
Twitter,
of course.
of my standing on Twitter to find someone who's got an extra ticket who would be willing to sell it to me. And I figure whoever that ends up being is going to be, at the very least, is not going to be the kind of casual Royals fan who's got a lot of money and like, oh, this is the in thing to do. I'm going to go to the Royals game. And what's the name of our second baseman again? That's what I don't want. So I
I mean,
just
if
want to
they're
sit
reading you,
next.
they're gonna get it.
I
Like,
assume so. I just want to sit next to people who are as invested in this
Yeah.
team and who are as appreciative of the moment as I am. That's all I care
I don't think you're gonna have a lot of trouble finding those people. I really don't.
I certainly hope not, not after 29 years.
I feel like we were gonna preview the rest of the playoffs, but honestly, I feel like the playoffs don't. I the playoffs are like. That's like previewing. I feel like if I'm talking to you, it would be like previewing the 2015 playoffs. Like it takes place in like an alternate dimension that will happen after Tuesday. Like I feel like there's no reason to preview the playoffs with you. We just need to, I'm just glad we talked Royals because I feel like I was already rooting for the Royals, but I'm ready to like almost kind of run through a wall for the Royals right now. No offense, A's fans, who I do enjoy the franchise, but man, I want you guys to win so bad.
Well, that's kind enough from you that I'm almost willing to forgive you for being a Cardinals fan, but of course I'm not.
Right. I just listen, and I know that you and I joke, but listen, I need to get better about this because the thing about it is the thing that I have a hard time is you and I have always kind of gone back and forth on this, and sometimes I think generally playfully speaking, because we both know that we're both nice people that are not, and I need to get better because I've noticed some of my fellow Cardinal fan friends are starting to do the you know what? I'll embrace it. I'll embrace it. They hate it, and I can't. I hate it. I just like I wish I could do it. Like I wish I could just be like, yeah. And even today, because today I put on Twitter that all the years the Cardinals had made the playoffs since 1996, which have been almost all of them. And for me, I was trying to make a point about like it's happened so often that you're almost running out of characters on Twitter to do it. And I of course got screamed at by like everyone, and I'm real, and then people were like, "You're trolling." And I'm like, "This is actually how hated the Cardinals are right now, that by mentioning I'm happy that my team won and are moving on, it's actually trolling the earth. Like
You know,
that's how hated they
as
are."
much as I'd like to be like upset with you when you do stuff like that, like I can't imagine if the Royals have over the next 15 years as much success as the Cardinals have had. Like I can't imagine that I wouldn't be 10 times more insufferable than
I don't think I'm
for their
insufferable.
success.
I'm just happy.
But that's what I'm saying, because it's from the perspective of somebody who's not a Cardinals fan. Yes, it looks like rubbing it in, and all you have to do is mention I'm a Cardinals fan, and people are pissed off at you, not because of you, but because of your team.
Yeah, I
And
know.
because of other Cardinals fans who are jerks to
Oh,
you.
see, it isn't because I knew it. See,
No, you're quite nice, Will, but there are a lot of Cardinals fans who,
there are a lot of everybody fans that are like that.
yeah,
There are a lot of everybody fans that are like that.
but
There's just a
they're not all
lot
the
of.
best fans, Will.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, listen. I was at the last day. I was at Turner Field the day before the season ended, their home season. And then every single thing they had were Braves, the best fans in baseball. Like everybody thinks they're the best fans in baseball. So anyway,
In the Braves case, that's demonstrably not true.
okay. Well then, oh, see. So we're anyway. Never mind. I'm not getting drawn into the fight with you, Randy. Anyway, in all seriousness, I want it so bad for you guys.
Thanks. That's part of the frustration with not winning the division is this notion that if we just get past Oakland,
yeah, I
get the
know.
Angels. Like the people, I know a lot of people are like, well, we're hoping win the division because then you get to play Baltimore. I'm actually, you know what? Baltimore, the Angels. I'm at this point, the Angels without Garrett Richards, their lineup isn't 100%. And the way the Royals match up, like if their bullpen is on, they match up with anybody. You give me a best of five or best of seven. You give us a couple of mulligans. I think they've got a chance. It's just they get through that one game. So,
Just having one game, it's so crazy because like I think of how joyous some of the Cardinals' postseasons have been, a whole series that the Cardinals lost two games in that I don't even remember them losing. And
Right, like
like,
the Brewer against the Brewers. Yeah, you lost two games, you don't remember them.
I literally just don't remember them. And like, yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly the same kind of right kind of series to point out. A series that didn't come down to like the Pirates series last year, that came down to a really tight deciding game, or the Nationals the year before. But like a series where you win like 4-2, but you're pretty comfortable. The Dodgers series last year, like the Cardinals lost two games, and I have no idea what those were. And that's two of them. So one game is. Ugh, I just want you to do it really badly. So good luck, man.
Thank you.
All right, so stick around. We're doing some trivia after this, but mostly thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. And we are all. When do you get to Kansas? Do you leave Monday?
I'm assuming I'm going to take the one of the first flights out Tuesday. I
Okay.
have enough time to get some barbecue and then find whoever it is I'm going to the game with. I may get there early, set up in the press box,
Yeah.
a little bit, and then gates open at 5, and then I'll be in the stands until as late as they'll let me stay.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you in late October because I will be at the World Series no matter where it is. So I look forward to seeing you one stop at Kauffman Stadium and the other stop, hopefully, at Busch Stadium. But if not, I'll see you at wherever the Royals
It,
are
you
playing in
do
the
you do
West.
realize an 85 rematch would just cause the entire baseball world to collapse.
It would require, see, that would be a baseball nerdy World Series. Like, I feel like stuff like that's good. Like,
It would be,
yeah.
here's the thing. I would absolutely love that series with the one caveat that if you guys actually beat us, I'd almost rather lose in the ALCS than have to lose to the Cardinals. Like that would terrify. I would be more terrified of losing that series. Like if we get past this game on Tuesday, everything else is gravy. At some point, look, it's nice to say, act like you've been there before, but we haven't been
Right,
there before, right? So
right.
I'm just gonna embrace like I'm every win I'm gonna be thankful for. And if we lose at some point, we lose. Well, still, thanks for the memory. It's been a great year. But if we end up playing you guys in the World Series, the fear of losing there will
Yeah.
grip me because I just couldn't handle that.
That's exactly how I feel if the Cardinals and Cubs ever played in the NLCS. I just don't want it to happen. I just literally do not want it to happen. I'd rather the Cardinals lose in the NLDS if the Cubs are going to win the NLCS. It's
And
probably just.
you know the Cubs are my
I
second
know.
team.
Yes, that's true.
So
Which
yes,
is like, which is,
this is.
yeah. I mean,
Maybe we'll have this discussion again next year on your podcast in
yeah.
anticipation of a Cubs Cardinals.
Cubs. I'll put it this way. You think I'm a Royals fan now? Play the Cubs in the World Series. Oh my God. All right. Thanks, man. This has been so fun. Everyone, follow Randy on Twitter at. Let me bring up the window here. I've got JazayerLi. Randy, thanks for coming on, and we'll hang around and do some trivia.
Sounds good.
All right, this
Thanks,
has been the
Will.
Willis Experience Podcast, Music for the Sundogs. Please read all of Randy's stuff at Grantland, of course, and listen to maybe he's on another podcast soon. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe by the time you hear this, yes.
Yes, probably. But anyway, this is the Willis Experience Podcast, Music for the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back tomorrow or Wednesday, I believe, with the trivia show with Randy. Be safe out there, and I'll talk to you all soon.